వందే రూప సనాతనౌరుపజో వందే రూప సనాతనౌరభుజో శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక వందే రూప సనాతనౌరభుజో శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక
You can't help me. And if you help me, how can I sing?
Nana sastra vicharaneka nipunam sad dharma sansthapakau lokanam hitakarinam tribhuvane manyau saranakarau రాధా కృష్ణ పదారవింద భజనానందేన మత్తాళిక వందే రూప సనాతన రఘుజుగ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళ వందే రూప సనాతన శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక శ్రీ గౌరాంగ గుణానువర్ణన విధ సదా సమృద్ధి అన్విత పాపోత్తాప నికృంతనము తనుభృతాం గోవింద గానామృతై ఆనందాంబుదీవర్ధనైక నిపుణౌ కైవల్య నిస్తారకౌ వందే రూప సనాతనౌ రఘుజుగౌ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళకౌ వందే రూప సనాతనౌ రఘుజుగౌ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళకౌ తూర్ణం అశేష మండలపతి శ్రేణి సదా తుచ్చవ భూత్వాదీన గణేశకౌ కరుణయా కౌపీన కంఠాశ్రితౌ గోపీ భావర సాముతాభిలహరీ కల్లోళ మగ్నౌ వందే రూప సనాతన రఘుజుగ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళకౌ వందే రూప సనాతన రఘుజుగ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక ఊజత కోకిల హంస సారసోగణాకిన్ని మయూరాకుళే నానారత్న నిబద్ధ మూలవితాప శ్రీయుక్త వృందావని నానారత్న నిబద్ధ మూలవితాప శ్రీయుక్త వృందావని రాధాకృష్ణం అహర్నిశౌ ప్రభవత్ జీవార్థకౌ జో ముదే వందే రూప సనాతన రఘుజుగ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక వందే రూప సనాతన రఘుజుగ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక సంఖ్యాపూర్వక నామ గాన నతిభి కాళావధానీ కృతౌ నిద్రాహార విహారకాదివీతౌ చాత్యంతరీనౌ చౌ రాధాకృష్ణ గుణశ్రుతే మధురిమానందేన సంమోహితౌ వందే రూప సనాతన రఘుజుగ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక వందే రూప సనాతన రఘుజుగ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక రాధాకుండ తటే కళింద తనయాతిరే చ వంశీ వటే శ్రీమన్ మాధవ సాదోశేష దశయా గ్రస్తౌ ప్రమత్తౌ సదా గాయంతౌ చ కదా హరేర్గుణ వరం భావాభీభూతౌ ముదా వందే రూప సనాతన రఘుజుగ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక వందే రూప సనాతన రఘుజుగ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక హే రాధే వ్రజ దేవీ కేతలలితె హే నంద సున కుత శ్రీ గోవర్ధన కల్ప పాద పతళే కాళిందీ వన్నీ కుత గోసంతవ ఇది సర్వతో వ్రజపురే హే వే మహావిహోళ వందే రూప సనాతన రఘుజుగ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక వందే రూప సనాతన రఘుజుగ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక వందే రూప సనాతన రఘుజుగ శ్రీజీవ గోపాళక శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవ భక్తా राघव श्रीवा महावीर गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवार जगत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी कारुण्य घन विग्रह मायावादी कु सिद्धांत ध्वंत राशि निराशकम श्री सनातन शिक्षादम प्रेम भक्ति प्रचारकम श्रीमंतं भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीति नामिनि श्रीमंतं भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिनम् श्री सनातन गोस्वामी पादौ वन्दे कृपामयम् हरि भक्ति विलासाख्य वैष्णव स्मृति कारकम् गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी पादौ नौमि सहायकम् श्री सनातन पादस्य ग्रंथ प्रणयने स्थिरम् वंदेयोदाब्जलीढ़ाढ़ श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभु जाया ही कास्नान स्मृतिराज प्रकाशित जारूपमंजरी पृष्ठा प्रासीदरती मंजरी सुस्यती नाम भेदेन लवंग मंजरी बुधि साध्यो गौराभिन्नतनु सर्वाराध्यो सनातन तमेव प्राविशत कर्जन मुनिरत्न सनातन गौरगण देश दीपिका कभी कन्नपुर गोस्वामी हद मेंशन लाइक दैट वाज रूपमंजरी वेरी डियर सखी रतिमंजरी सम पंडित से
that Lavanga Manjari, he is now Gauranga Mahaprabhu's very dear associate, worshipable by all, Sri Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami Pada Ki Jai! We are speaking about Sanatana Goswami. So, this is the mercy of such highly elevated Goswamis, very dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that they have given us some opportunity to glorify them with their causeless mercy. Without their mercy, we cannot speak about them. As the Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Katha, is very purified. Similarly, Bhakta Katha, Vaishnava Katha, those dear devotees of Supreme Lord, their Katha is also very, very purified. The same. Gaurendrasya sabha vibhushana manistyaktvaja ruddhaṁ sriyam rūpasya agraja esatava taruni vairagya lakshmin dadhe antarbhakti rasena purna saraso bahi avadhutākruti svaivāle pihitam sahasraiva priti pradastad vidām tan sanātanam pāgata makhna drushti matramati matradayādra Ali Linga Parihayat Durbhyam Sanukampamata Champaka Gaura Kalina Brundavana Kalivata Luptiti Tangsan Kyapitum Vishishya Krupamrutena Vishishecha Devastatreva Rupancha Sanatanancha Chichan Chandrodaya Nataka Mention. Gaudeshwara, the ruler of Gaudadesha, that is Bengal, Husain Shah, in whose kingdom these two brothers, Sanatana and Rupa, were ministers, chief ministers, revenue ministers. They were dazzling like very effulgent. Let's say, jewels, money, jewels. They had occupied a very elevated position, position of the ministership, chief ministership, but they killed them. Tuchhavat, very, very insignificant. Do you understand? Their heart was filled with prema bhakti rasa, mellow prema bhakti, but externally, at that time, nobody had known they were such elevated personalities, great, great devotees. The heart was filled with prema bhakti rasa, as if they are covered up with grass. Do you understand? Svaibala, what do you say? Jellies or what is that is sown in the water?
Seaweeds.
Seaweeds, yes. As if they are covered in seaweeds. Such ocean was there inside, prem bhakti, rasa samudra. Isn't it? Ocean of prem bhakti was there in that heart, but as if it was covered with seaweeds, nobody could understand at that time. When Mahaprabhu was hearing that Sanatana Goswami has arrived, he was becoming so much blissful, joyful. You understand? Stretching his two hands, running to embrace him. Sanatana Goswami was so dear to Mahaprabhu. In course of time, in Vrindavan, the, let's say, Leelasthan, places of pastime of Krishna, were lost, going to be lost. So Mahaprabhu empowered these two brothers, Rupa and Sanatana, and ordered them to buy those places, lost places, Leelasthan. Sri Sanatana Goswami wrote Vrata Bhagata Amrita Grantha, and this first part. Second part is Golok Mahatmya, Krishna Leelastava, Dasama Charita, Hari Bhakti Vilas, and also Digdarshini Tika. It's Dasama Tipani, some commentary on 10th Bhagavatam. In other words, his other name is Bruhat Vaishnava Thosani. So many nice Vaishnava Granthas were written by Sri Sanatana Goswami. So Sanatana Goswami, great Acharya in this line, Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara. Dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami was born in 1488 AD. Rupa Goswami was born in 1493 AD. The Sanatana and Rupa, these two brothers, they are very learned in Sanskrit language, Arabic and Parsi, many languages. Seeing their scholarship, intelligence, merit at that time, Husain Shah was ruling Gaudadesh, Bengal, appointed these two brothers as chief minister and revenue minister. So, I told in the morning, there are three brothers, Sanatana, Rupa and Anupama. From very boyhood, childhood, they were devotees. They were hearing the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the people, and they were very, very eager how to meet Mahaprabhu. And someone was telling them, have patience, don't be so impatient. Gaura Sundar Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavan, deliverer of the fallen soul. Definitely, he will give you darshan. You understand? Someone is telling like that, they are hearing. Then I, in the morning, told how they met Mahaprabhu. Then I told how Sanatana Goswami left his ministership, chief ministership, and how Husain Shah imprisoned him, and how he got out from the prison. Then went to Kashi, and there he met Mahaprabhu. In morning I saw him. So Mahaprabhu at that time was staying in Chandrasekhar Mishra's house and taking prasad in Tapan Mishra's house. So he came, Sanatana Goswami stood at the doorstep of Chandrasekhar Mishra. Mahaprabhu could understand that Sanatana had come. So he asked Chandrasekhar Mishra, one Vaishnava was standing at the doorstep, please bring him in. Chandrasekhar Mishra went. He saw Sanatana Goswami, but he was, he had no this garment of Vaishnava. Nah. He was a darvish, he has a beard, mustache, like a Mohammedan fakir. So she came back and reported Sanatana Mahaprabhu that no Vaishnava was standing. So nobody was there. Oh, yes, darvish is standing. Oh, bring him in. He is such a Vaishnava. So when he brought him in, and he paid obeisances, falling flat on the ground, Mahaprabhu immediately lifted him and embraced him, but Sanatana Goswami was getting out, going away from Mahaprabhu, saying, please don't touch me. I am great sinful person, very, very fallen, odham, please don't touch me. But Mahaprabhu said, touching you, I become purified. So say, elevated voice now. Bhakti vale parutami brahmanda sudhike. You are such a elevated bhakta. By dint of bhakti, you can purify the whole universe. Mahaprabhu said like that. Then Mahaprabhu introduced him with Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Mishra. Mahaprabhu spoke very highly of Sanatana Goswami. When they heard Chandrasekhar Mishra, Tapan Mishra, both of them became very much amazed, and they also embraced Sanatana Goswami out of love, because such a powerful Vaishnava, kākere garuda kuru, ichi sakti dumār. You have such strength, potency, that you can make a crow garuda. Do you follow? You are Rajamantri, you are chief minister, very, very opulent. Now, given up everything, sarvatyāgi, great renunciate. Very, very elevated Krishna bhakta, devotee of Krishna. We cannot conceive of your potency, of your strength. If you can serve our mercy on us, our life will be successful. Just like that. Then Mahaprabhu ordered Chandrasekhar Mishra, just take this Sanatana, tell him clean. You understand? Let him put on Vaishnava dress. So Chandrasekhar Mishra took him to the bank of Ganges, called a barber. Barber came, served, then put on sikha, put on tilak, kanti mala, kaubin, dvadas tilak, seeing this Vaishnava besha, all became very much pleased. At that time, Mahaprabhu gave his remnants to Sanatana Goswami. That's why he got such mercy of Mahaprabhu. Then I also told how his brother-in-law Srikanta had given him a bhota kambala, a very new blanket, and he was thinking how to get rid of it. Then he went to the bank of Ganges at that time, one Gaudiya Vaishnava was taking bath and washing his tattered rug, kantha. And then Sanatana Goswami told him, oh my brother, will you do a good to me? What? Will you take this cumber, this blanket from me and give your tattered kantha? So he looked up, oh, seems to be a very gentle man. He is cutting jokes with me. He said, no, no, brother, I am not cutting jokes with you. I am speaking truth. You take this new one, give me your old tattered rag. You understand? Then he exchanged, came back to Mahaprabhu, Then Mahaprabhu knows everything. And Mahaprabhu asked him, Sanatana, where is that bhutkamba that your brother-in-law had given to you? Hey. Are you hearing?
Yes.
Who had given him?
That old man, that is a disruptor.
What old man? Slapping. The new, new blanket, who gave him?
The brother-in-law.
What is the name?
Srikanta.
Srikanta, yes. Then Sanatana told everything, how he experienced it. Mahaprabhu became very happy. Mahaprabhu said, Krishna is a great physician. Do you understand? Why you keep the last disease with you? Do you understand? This is brother-in-law had given him that new blanket, so he may develop some attachment to it. So Krishna is such a great physician, he cured the last disease. Understand me? Sanatana says, I don't know Krishna. Ami Krishna nahi jani. It is your mercy that I got out from this stool pit. You understand? Viso Vistagar, the stool pit. Understand? Then Sanatana inquired, this is Mahajana Dhena Vatasapattha. Sadhu Mahajana, they have set up example for us. They have Mahajana, they have set up, they have shown us path. We have to tread that path. When you meet an elevated Vaishnava Sadhu, then humbly you should inquire. Sanatana inquired. Oh, my dear Lord, ke ami, ke ne amai, jare tapoto yo, ke ne amai, jare tapoto yo, iha nahi jani, ke mat hi to yo, iha nahi jani, ke mat hi to yo, sadhyo sadhan tatto, puchhi te na jani, sadhyo sadhan tatto, puchhi te na jani, kripa kori sab tatto, koho to aponi. Kripa kori sab tatto, koho to aponi. This is inquiry, tattva jigyasa. Do you understand? Jivasya tattva jigyasa natta da seha karma bhi. Bhagavatam says, this is the only duty was gotten, this rarely achieved human birth. You understand? Just inquire about this tattva. You understand? So, this Mahajana have set up this example, the son of path. Sanatana Goswami asked, Kami, who am I? What is my real identity? Why have I been afflicted with three tapas? Adhyatmika, Hridayvika, Adhibhautika? I don't know. What is good for me? Sadhya-sadhana-tattva-pushite-nādāni. I don't know how to inquire sadhya-sadhana-tattva. What you say in English? Sadhya-sadhana-tattva. Means and end, he said, English. Yes, I don't know English. That's English language, you know. Sadhya-sadhana-tattva. Kripa-kari-sab-tattva-kahatāvan. Please be merciful on us and tell me this tattva. He inquired. Mahaprabhu said, you have gotten full mercy of Krishna. You understand, Mahaprabhu said. You are not at all afflicted with three tapas. You know all this tattva. Bhakti tattva and Krishna tattva, you know all this tattva. But out of humility, you are just inquiring. You understand? Just to confirm. Just to confirm. You know it. This is your sadhu subhav. Saint person sadhu you are. This is the nature of sadhu. He thinks himself, I am ignorant, fool, I don't know. This is sadhu. Utam huyapana ke mane odham. He is very, very elevated, but he says, I am lowest of the low. I am a conditioned soul. I don't know anything. I am ignorant, fool, please enlighten me. This is sadhu svabhav. Understand? Nature of sadhu is not problem. I am there, sadhu! I don't know! He is a demon. He is not sadhu, Vaishnava, he is a demon. Such puffed up, proud fellow. Dambhadarpa vimanascha krodha pārśu īvacha ajñāna chābhijātasya pārtap sampadāsuri. Isn't it? In Gita, Krishna says, these are demonic characteristics. Pride, arrogance, anger, harsh words, conceit. These are demonic characteristics, not divine characteristics, sadhu svabhav. Sadhu is very, very humble. That is sadhu svabhav. Mahaprabhu says, sadhu svabhav. You are a person, sadhu. You know everything. But out of humility, just to confirm, you are just inquiring. Then Mahaprabhu said, Jivera rupo ho Krishner nityo naso jivero sorupo. Krishner nityo naso jivero sorupo. Krishner nityo naso jivero Krishniroto prasasakti veda vedo prokasu. You have translation? Read.
It is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna because he is the marginal energy of Krishna and a manifestation simultaneously one and different.
Different. Mahaprabhu said. Jiva. Sarupada is considered position jiva, he is eternal servant of Krishna, on sakti, very, very minute, Krishna seva, to render service unto Krishna, that is surup dharma, that is dharma. You understand? Natural dharma of jiva. Veda and avheda, something one, and different. Achintya Veda Veda. Krishna is Mayadhisa. Understand? Master of Maya, Lord of Maya. But Jiva, Maya Basa. Understand?
Under clutches
of Maya. Mayadhisa, Maya Basa. This is Jiva Krishna Veda. Difference between Krishna and Jiva. Understand? And the Veda of Veda. Krishna like a pulsing sun. Jiva is spark. Kirana ray. Do you understand? Kirana consciousness ray. Krishna has unlimited potency. Ananta Sakti, three men, Chit Sakti, Jiva Sakti, Maya Sakti. You understand? These three are main potencies. Krishna appears in order to deliver Maya Baddha Jiva in the form of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Understand? Deliver a Mayabaddha Jiva conditioned soul, Krishna appears in the form of Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. Understand? Yes. And the purpose of all Vedic literature is to do Krishna bhajan. भजन बिना गति नहीं रे, भजन बिना गति ना भलो भजीब बोली आसे संसार भितरे बोली आ रही तुम उविद्यार भरे वाई आर यू कमिंग हियर टू एंजॉय टू इट स्टोल भजीब बोले आसे संसार भितरे बोली आ रही तुम उविद्यार भरे यू हैव कम हियर टू डू भजन बाबा बट यू हैव फॉरगॉटन इट द साधु रिमाइंड्स यू Guru reminds you, Shastra reminds you, Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Krishna and that form reminds you. Understand? But you have forgotten it. Bhajan bina goti na. No other duty of, they only do bhajan, Krishna bhajan. In Veda, there are three tattvas, samanda, vidhaya, prayojana tattva. What do you say? Relationship, samanda tattva, vidhaya, bhakti, prayojana, prema. Three tattvas, Vedic three tattva koi. Sadhya sadhan tattva. Sadhan bhakti has two divisions. Vaidhi, raganuga. First part is Vaidhi bhakti. Upper part is raganuga bhakti. Sadhan bhakti has two divisions. In Vaidhi bhakti, there are 64 items. That also. Discussed in Chaitanya-caritamrita, Sanatana Sikhya. Mahaprabhu is giving, teaching Sanatana, isn't it? Chausatyanga. Then at last, in conclusion, Mahaprabhu said five things. What is that? Sadhu Sango Namo Kirtano Bhagavato Shravana. Sanatana Sikhya is there. Chausatyanga. Krishna Kripa Atma Ati Purna Hai. Baba. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe. Sadhu Sangha. Nam Kirtan Bhagavata Shravana. Mathura Vasa. Sri Murtila. Swadhaya Vatsana. এই পঞ্চ অঙ্গ কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি জন্মায়, এই পঞ্চ অঙ্গ কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি জন্মায়, এট লাস্ট হি সেড লাইক দ্যাট, দিস ইজ দি কনক্লুজন হি স্পোক, এট লাস্ট ইন কনক্লুজন হি সেড দিস থিং, ফাইভ থিংস, সাধু সঙ্গ নাম কীর্তন ভাব শ্রবণ মথুরাবাস শ্রীমূর্তি শ্রদ্ধায় অর্চন, এই পাঁচের অল্প সঙ্গ কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি জন্মায়, ডেলি ওয়ান মাস্ট ডু দিস ফাইভ থিংস, সাধু সঙ্গ মাস্ট অ্যাসোসিয়েট সাধু, মাস্ট ডু নাম কীর্তন, মাস্ট হিয়ার ভাগবতম, সাধু সঙ্গ নাম কীর্তন ভাগবত শ্রবণ মথুরা বাস, ইউ শুড লিভ ইন মথুরা ধাম, শ্রীমূর্তির শ্রদ্ধায় অর্চন, এন্ড ইউ শুড ডু শ্রী বিগ্রহ অর্চন আত্মবত সেবা, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, ফুল ফেথ লভ অ্যান্ড আফেকশন, দিস ফাইভ থিংস মাস্ট ডু, ইউ ক্যান ডেভেলপ কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি, এন্ড ইফ ইউ ডু সাধু সঙ্গ অটোমেটিক্যালি অল দিস অঙ্গস আর দেয়ার, সাধু ডজ নাম কীর্তন, দেন ইউ গেট অপরচুনিটি টু নাম ডু নাম কীর্তন, সাধু স্পিক্স ভাগবত কৃষ্ণ কথা, then you get opportunity to hear Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha from the lips of Sadhu. Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavata Sava. Mathura Vas. And automatically you live in Mathura. What is Mathura? Birth place of Krishna is Mathura. When Krishna appears, that becomes Mathura. Where there is a Sadhu, where there is Bhagavata Katha, pure Sadhu Krishna Katha, Krishna automatically appears there. Isn't it? Krishna says, where am I? Nam tishtami vaikunthe yogina hrudayena cha madbhakta tatva gayanti tatva tishtami Narada, he said. Nada, I am not in Vaikuntha. I am not in the heart of a yogi. Where my dear devotees speak about me, glorify me, speak about... I run there. Yes. Krishna himself is attracted towards it. Krishna katha is so attractive. Krishna himself is attractive. A such pure sadhu speaks about Krishna katha, premi vanta, Krishna becomes attractive. Krishna appears there. That place becomes Mathura. Yes, Krishna appears then. Jaha sadhu taha vrindavan. Taha Krishna taha vrindavan. Where so sadhu is there, Krishna is there, that place becomes Vrindavan, Mathura. So if you are fortunate to have the association such as sadhu, so you are in Vrindavan, Mathura, automatically. Don't run to India, spending thousands of dollars, so many miles, thousands of miles. Such energy, time, money to spend. Do you understand? Narottam Das Thakur says, Kiva lava hanti adura deso? What benefit is there to go some thousands of miles? Jaha sadhu taha Krishna taha Vrindavana. Where there is such a sadhu, there is Krishna, there is Vrindavana. Do you understand? You get all these things. Then sadhu has temple. Then you get opportunity to do vigraha seva. These five. Chief anga. If someone does daily, definitely will develop Krishna bhakti. For 10 days, Mahaprabhu taught Sanatana Goswami. I'll give this teaching, Sanatana Goswami. They are in Srimad, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is all Tattva Bhagavata, he said, all Siddhantas. Then Mahaprabhu empowered him and said, you write Bhakti Shastra. Then, standing empowered, then he wrote, you two brothers, Rupa and Sanatana, you are my eternal associates. You understand? Your two brothers, Rupa and Anupam, they have already gone to Vrindavan. You go there. I am going to Nirachala, Purushottama, Jagannath Puri Dham. Sometime you may come there. You understand? Mahaprabhu said. Then Mahaprabhu left Kasi. And Sanatana left Kasi and headed towards Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu had said, sometime you must come to Nirachala, come to Purushottama Khetra. Mahaprabhu was staying there. The Sanatana Goswami came once. He came through jungle path, Jharikhanda jungle, towards Purushottama Dham, Jagannath Puri. During his coming, journey, so he was not taking care of his body, so immersed in thought of Mahaprabhu, Jagannath, that completely forgetful of everything, even forgetful of his bodily existence, so completely absorbed. So some itches came out in his body. Kandurova itches. Then began big boils, pus came out, blood came out, nasty things. This body gave him so much trouble. So he thought of this nasty body, I should finish this body. You are saying, body gives you trouble? You are saying? Yeah, here the answer Mahaprabhu gives. He thought of this time, I am going to Nirachala, to Purushottama Dham, I will see Mahaprabhu, I will see Jagannath, isn't it? How can I see? Jagannath is this nasty body. Roll down, roll on this body and body will be finished. He thought of in this way, to finish this body. Nasty body, I don't want to keep this body. Pap deha, this is pap deha. Because I am a great sinful person, therefore, such sinful reactions are there. I don't want to keep it. He just thought up in his mind. Whatever you think, Krishna knows. Yes. So he came to Jagannath Puri Dham Nilachala and stayed with Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur's kutir cottage is there. Yeah, yeah. Still there now. Bakul tree, huh? Siddha Bakul. I met Haridas Thakur, paid Dandavat Pranam. Haridas Thakur understood, oh, this is Sanatana Rupa's elder brother. Haridas Thakur became very much joyful, embraced him, tight embrace. Are you that Sanatana, Rupa's elder brother? Haridas Thakur asked Sanatana. Yes, I am that Adham. You understand my language? Adham, Adham. What is that?
Irreligious.
Most fallen. Padit, I am most fallen Sanatana, Adham. Haridas Thakur said, I have heard your glories from the mouth of Mahaprabhu. What glory such a sinful person has? A most sinful person, most degraded. What glory I have! It's so unbelievable. Haridas Thakur said, you are Vaishnava Shiromani. You are crest jewel of Vaishnava society. Mahaprabhu has told us there is no such Vaishnava in the world. Mahaprabhu told. Immediately. What is? Yes. Vishnu, 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 what are you saying? Vishnu, Vishnu. Understand? There is such conversation between Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami. In this time, Mahaprabhu came. Then both Haridas and Sanatana paid dandavat pranam to Mahaprabhu. Sanatana paid dandavat pranam at a distance, didn't come close. Haridas said, Sanatana is paying dandavat. What? Sanatana has come? Mahaprabhu, oh yes, where is he? Who is there? Paying dandavat. The Mahaprabhu ran there, lifted him from the ground and embraced him. But Sanatana was,
pulling away,
saying, please don't touch me, I'm very, very fallen, degraded again, my body, nasty body, sinful body, this pus coming out, blood coming out, very bad odor coming out, please don't touch me. You understand? He said like that, Sanatana. Mahaprabhu says, Sanatana, what are you saying? Is it your body? Is it your body? He thinks his body. Everybody thinks it's my body. That's the whole trouble. That's the whole trouble. Is it your body? Is it yours or mine? Whose body it is? Mahaprabhu asked. And Mahaprabhu embraced him very tightly. Then Mahaprabhu introduced him with other Vaishnavas there. And Sanatana paid obeisance to all Vaishnavas. Then Mahaprabhu placed Sanatana Goswami with Haridas Thakur. Then Mahaprabhu came back to his own place of residence, Kasi Mishra's house. His personal servant was Govinda. Mahaprabhu sent, I say, prachur, great deal of Mahaprabhu's father. What do you say? What is English? Heavy amount. What do you say? English, heavy amount? I don't know English. Please help me. Large amount, acha. Large amount, not heavy amount. Large amount, yes. That is proper word, all right. Large amount of Jagannath Prasad. large amount of Jagannath Prasad through Govinda, his personal Radhe, Krishna, Radhe, Giridhari, Navana. So, Jai Jagannath. Through Govinda, Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami. Another day, Mahaprabhu came there, cottage of Haridas Thakur, said, Sanatan, do you think by giving a body can one get Krishna? Because he had thought of to give up his body, isn't it? Giving a body, can one get Krishna? This is tamo dharma. This is ignorance, mode of ignorance. By bhajan one can get Krishna. It's not that by giving a body one can get Krishna, Baba. Huh? Mahaprabhu antarjyami, who knows the heart, Mahaprabhu says, Sanatana, Deho tyage Krishna jadi paye. Sanatana deho tyage Krishna jadi paye. Koti deho khana ketave chari te paryaye. All right, you'll see. Deho tyage Krishna na pai, paiye bhojane. Deho tyage Krishna na pai, paiye bhojane. Krishna prapti upay ko, nahi bhakti ne. Krishna prati rupaye ko nahi bhakti dine. Deho tyaga di jato sab tamo dharma. Deho sab tamo dharma. Tamaharajo dharmi kusne na paiye marma. Tamaharajo dharmi kusne na paiye marma. Read translation.
My dear Sanatan, if I could attain Krishna by committing suicide, I would certainly give up millions of bodies without a moment's hesitation.
Without a moment's hesitation, I can give up millions of bodies. Give up bodies? Krishna is available?
You should know that one cannot attain Krishna simply by giving up the body.
No.
Krishna is attainable by devotional service.
Only by bhajan. Yes.
There is no other means to attain him. Acts such as suicide are influenced by the mode of ignorance. And in ignorance and passion, one cannot understand who Krishna is.
He is Krishna, he is. Then?
Bhakti vina krishne prabhu nahi primo dayo. Bhakti vina krishne prabhu. Prema vina krishna prapti anya hoite nayo. Deho tyagadi tamo dharma patoko karana. Deho sadho ko na paay tape krishne ro charana. Sadho ko na bhajate krishnero charano premi bhakta vyoge chahe deho charite premi bhakta vyoge chahe प्रेमे कृष्ण मिले से हो ना पाए मरीते प्रेमे कृष्ण मिले से हो ना पाए मरीते गाढ़ा नुरागे ना जाए सोहन ताते अनुरागी वंचे आपन मरण ताते अनुरागी वंचे कुबुधि छाड़िया कर श्रवण कीर्तन कुबुधि छाड़िया कर अचिरा पावे तबे कृष्ण प्रेम धन चिरा पावे तवे कृष्ण प्रेम धन ट्रांसलेशन भक्ति बिना कृष्ण कभू न है प्रेम दय.
Unless one discharges devotional service, one cannot awaken one's dormant love for Krishna. And there is no means to attain him other than awakening that dormant love.
Yes.
Measures like suicide are causes for sin. A devotee never achieves shelter at Krishna's lotus feet by such actions.
By such action, committing suicide, yes.
Because of feelings of separation from Krishna, an exalted devotee sometimes wants to give up his life. By such ecstatic love, however, one attains the audience of Krishna, and at that time he cannot give up his body.
Cannot give up his body. Yes.
One who is deeply in love with Krishna cannot tolerate separation from the Lord. Therefore, such a devotee always desires his own death.
Yes. Srimad Radhani, feeling acute pang of separation from Krishna, always thinking, I shall die. I cannot keep up this body. Because separation is so painful, acute pang. Yes, isn't it? So painful, I cannot tolerate, I'll die. But what to do? Death is not coming to me. Say, death is not coming. I want to die, but death is not coming. Yeah. What shall I do? Do you understand? And there are some fortunate devotees. They see Krishna in dream. Yeah. Do you understand? But I am very ill-fated, unfortunate. What shall I do? Even the sleep is not coming to me, so how can I see the dream? Radharani is saying like that.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, give up all your nonsensical desires.
Your nonsensical desire. Understand?
For they are unfavorable for getting shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna.
Yes.
Engage yourself in chanting and hearing.
Engage yourself in chanting and hearing. This is instruction. Yes.
Then you will soon achieve the shelter of Krishna.
Soon achieve the shelter of Krishna. All right? Mahaprabhu answers your question. All right? This is the answer. No other means is there. So,
Sanatana Goswami, he has thought up in his mind. He has not told anybody. Mahaprabhu understood it because Mahaprabhu knows the heart. He is a super soul there, isn't it? Huh? Antarjyami. So he understood.
Yourself in chanting and hearing.
Engage yourself in chanting and hearing. This is instruction. Yes.
Then you will soon achieve the shelter of Krishna.
Then you soon achieve the shelter of Krishna. All right? Mahaprabhu answers your question. All right? Huh? This is the answer. No other means is there. So, Sanatana Goswami, he has thought up in his mind. He has not told anybody. Mahaprabhu understood it because Mahaprabhu knows the heart. He is a super soul there, isn't it? Huh? Antarjyami. So he understood. And Sanatana Goswami heard it. He became amazed. Oh, he is speaking of my heart. Huh? And said, then Sanatana Goswami, Sarvajñam krupalu tumi Isvara svatantra Sarvajñam krupalu tumi Isvara svatantra Jai chena dao, jai chena di Jena kashto dantra যে ইচ্ছে না চাও এই ছে না দি যে না কাষ্ঠ যন্ত্র নিচ অধম পামর মুই পামর স্বভাব নিচ অধম পামর মুই পামর স্বভাব মোরে বঞ্চাইলে তোমার কিবা হবে লাভ মোরে বঞ্চাইলে তোমার কিবা হবে লাভ ট্রান্সলেশন সর্বজ্ঞ কৃপালু তুমি ঈশ্বর স্বতন্ত্র যে না দাও তেই যে না আছি যেন কাষ্ঠতন্ত্র
মাই লর্ড You are the omniscient, merciful, independent, supreme Lord. Exactly like an instrument of wood. I dance as you make me do so.
Make me dance. As you make me dance, I dance. Yes.
I am low born. Indeed, I am the lowest. I am condemned. For I have all the characteristics of a sinful man. If you keep me alive, what will be the profit?
That will be the profit. Sanatana Goswami asking. Mahaprabhu says, Sanatana, you are completely surrendered unto me, dedicated, Atma Sanatana. So, your body is my property. Understand? But you are thinking your property. That is Raskaratam. It's Krishna's property, It's your property. Krishna's property! Yes, give up this wrong conception. Mahaprabhu says, Sanatana, your body is my property. What right you have to destroy my property? Mahaprabhu says, what right you have to destroy my property? What right? So you became such an ignorant fool, devoid of knowledge. You think like that. Mahaprabhu says, তোমার শরীর মোর প্রধান সাধন তোমার শরীর প্রধান সাধন এ শরীরে সাধু আমি বহু প্রয়োজন এ শরীরে সাধু আমি বহু প্রয়োজন ভক্তি ভক্তি কৃষ্ণ প্রেম তত্ত্বের নিধার ভক্তি ভক্তি কৃষ্ণ প্রেম তত্ত্বের নিধার বৈষ্ণবীর কৃত্য আরো Vaishnava acharo Vaishnaviro krutyaro Vaishnava acharo Krishna bhakti Krishna prema Seva pravartana Krishna bhakti Krishna prema Lupta tirtha udhararo vairagya lakshana Nija priya sthana moro Mathura Vrindavana Nija priya sthana moro Tahajato dharma chahi Karite pracharana Tahajato सब कर्म आमी जे देह करिमो ये सब आमी जे देह करिमो ताहा छाड़िते चाहो तुमी के मनि सहिमो
महापुरुष है डेली ट्रांसलेशन तुम्हार शरीर मोर प्रधान साधन शरीर साधि मामी बहु प्रयोजन
Your body is my principal instrument for executing many necessary functions. By your body, I shall carry out many tasks.
Yes.
You have...
Bhakti, bhakti, krishna, prema, tattvara, nirdhara, vaishnavira, krutyar, vaishnavajar.
You shall have to ascertain the basic principles of a devotee, devotional service, love of Godhead, Vaishnav duties, and Vaishnav characteristics.
Characteristics, yes.
You will also have to explain Krishna's devotional service, establish centers for cultivation of love of God, excavate lost places of pilgrimage and teach people how to adopt the renounced order. Mathura Vrindavan is my own very dear abode. I want to do many things there to reach Krishna consciousness. By the order of my mother, I am sitting here in Jagannath Puri.
How can I do this thing?
Therefore, I cannot go to Mathura Vrindavan to teach people how to live there according to religious principles. I have to do all this work through your body.
This body, pointing out Sanatana Goswami, I want to do this thing through this body. What right you have to destroy my body? Thinking my body. It's Krishna's property, understand? Completely surrender, dedicate yourself, then that's Krishna's property. Then it will all right, very good. But you are not dedicated, not surrendered, thinking my body, so you're getting so much trouble. Yes, and suffering, yes. The moment you dedicate, everything gone. Becomes so happy, joyful. Understand? Bhakta? Yes. Bolo.
I have to do all this work through your body.
This body, pointing out Sanatana's body, yes.
But you want to give it up. How can I tolerate this?
How can I tolerate this? Yes. Huh? Understand? After that, Sriman Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur. Suno Haridas. Pare dravya iho chahe karite vinasho pare यो चाहे करिते विनाशो द्वारेर थाप्यो द्रव्य के हो ना खाए बिलायो Ore sapio drobyo ke ho na khai bilayo nise dhiyo ihare re na koriyo nyayo nise dhiyo ihare re na koriyo nyayo. Last part. Mahaprabhu told Haridas, "Yo Haridas, you here? Huh? This Sanatana wants to destroy others' property. Huh? Mahaprabhu's body, others' property. Parat jabe yahan chahen kari de binash." Hello.
Is it Pararastapya
Travi?
Pararastapya
drabhya ke ho na khaye bilaye nishedhiyo yare je na kore onnya. Yes.
One who is entrusted with another's property does not distribute it or use it for his own purposes.
Yes.
Therefore tell him not to do such an unlawful thing.
Tell him. Pararastapya, my property he wants to destroy. Tell him not to destroy. This is anyaya, this is injustice. Isn't it? Mahaprabhu said. In this way, conversation was there. Then Mahaprabhu went back to his residence. After that, Haridas Thakur spoke very highly of Sanatana Goswami, his good fortune. And there are some premalapa. What do you say? Conversation with love and affection between Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami is just embodiment of this verse. Pranadati sunichena taroriva saishno namani namanadena kirtaniya sukhari. Embodiment, isn't it? Practical embodiment. Such elevated personality, thinking so low. This is embodiment of this verse. Murta vigraha. He was not going to Jagannath temple, but to speak of going to Jagannath temple, entering into the temple of Jagannath. Even he was not going to that grand road, not going there. Thinking himself very low, degraded. You understand? Patitādhana, most degraded patitāya. If I go there, Jagannath sevak, the servants of Jagannath are moving, so then I may touch them, so they will become impure. With this apprehension, he was not going there. He never goes to the grand road. You understand? So, Pranadavishnichabhava, thinking so, the lowest of the law. From a great distance, he looks at the chakra, top of the temple, and pays pranam. Sanatana Goswami, doing like that. One day, Mahaprabhu was staying in Jameswar Tota. That is a garden named Jameswar Tota. Near this, what is that? Gopinath. Tota Gopinath Mandir. And called Sanatana to come here. Well, take prasad of Gopinath prasad. Mahaprabhu said at the noontime, Sanatana Goswami didn't go through this grand road, you understand, the main road, didn't go. Rather, went through sea beach, you understand, that is summer season, scorching heat of the sun was there, the sand were very hot, thereby some blister came out, on his feet. When he Reached there, Mahaprabhu asked, why did you come by that road? Bliss of tomorrow. On your feet. Then Sanatana said, I am very, very low, most degraded, fallen. How can I go by that road, grand road? Because Jagannath's servants were moving in that road. So if by chance I may touch them, they'll become contaminated. So with this apprehension, I didn't catch up that road, I can this road. Do you understand? Photocarriage. Therefore blisters have come out. I didn't know these blisters have come out. Mahaprabhu noticed it. Hearing this, Mahaprabhu became very much pleased. Do you understand? Then Mahaprabhu said, Tumi parama pavitra swarup. You are very, very purified, supremely purified. Your body is supremely purified, supremely purified personality. Even demigods, moonies, if they touch you, they will become purified. By touching you, I become purified. But he was thinking, if by chance the Jagannath sevakas will touch me, they become impurified. Such humility, you see. Parodhya, pranam, visuricha. Generally, all are very puffed up proud, but such is such a great elevated personality thinks himself. This is the embodiment of that sloka. Tathapi so bhavo bhakto marjadaro kyono tata. Marjadaro kyono marjada palan ho sadhuro bhusano. Marjada palan ho
sadhuro bhusano.
Marjada langhani loko ore upo aso. ইহলোক পরলোক দুই হই নাশ ইহলোক পরলোক দুই হই নাশ Yes, ট্রান্সলেশন মহাপ্রভু সেন হ্যাঁ
My dear Sanatana, although you are the deliverer of the entire universe, and although even the demigods and great saints are purified by touching you, it is the characteristic of a devotee to observe and protect the Vaishnava etiquette.
Vaishnava etiquette, yes.
Maintenance of Vaishnava etiquette is the ornament of a devotee.
Ornament of a sadhu, sadhu bhushan, yes.
If one transgresses the laws of etiquette, people make fun of him,
yes.
And thus he is vanquished. In both this world and the next.
Yes.
By observing this etiquette, you have satisfied my mind. Who else but you will show this example?
Yeah, you set up example, so to others, teach others. Mahaprabhu said, Otherwise how the world will be taught? Unless you teach. Setting up an example, Example is better than precept. That is stated, Saying this, Mahaprabhu embraced him, And then all devotees, Vaishnavas there, they became very much amazed, seeing such behavior of Sanatana Goswami, all praised him. Then one day, in Mathura, Krishna's appearance place there, Have you seen that? Mathura, Janmastan. Mahavan, that is jungle known as Mahavan. Sanatana Goswami was staying there, erecting a cottage with leaves, patra kutir, parna kutir, and was engaged in bhajan, is doing bhajan. And one day he was going to the nearby village, the bank of Jamuna, to do some madhukari. Understand madhukari? Huh? What is that?
Begging alms.
Begging alms. So Madan Gopal, at that time, was playing with the cowherd boys in the bank of Jamuna. You understand? When Madan Gopal saw Sanatana Goswami, came running to him and said, Baba, Baba! Came running and cut hold of his hand. Said, Baba, Baba! Ami tomar kache rahibo. I want to stay with you. You see, Madan Gopal is coming to him. Such a prebi bhakta. Sanatana said, Lala, why are you stay with me? Madan Gopal, yes, yes, I will stay with you. You stay with me? What will you eat? Sanatana Goswami said, whatever you eat, I will eat. Madan Gopal said, Sanatana said, I eat some dry pieces of bread and some chickpea. You can't eat it. Yes, I will eat that thing, Madan Gopal said. You can't eat, you can't eat. No. You go back, your father and mother, Yashoda Mata and Nanda Maharaj, they feed you the nice food. Yes, go and stay there. Madan Gopal said, Baba, Baba, no, I will stay with you. You see? Madan Gopal coming to him, so they devotee. Somehow, Sanatana Goswami persuaded him, go back, go back, go back. Then he went out to collect some madhukari. That night he saw a dream. Sanatana Goswami, that boy coming, Madan Gopal, smilingly, catching hold of his hand, saying, Baba, Baba, I am Madan Gopal. Tomorrow I am coming to you. Saying this, he disappeared. And his dream broke up. Sanatana Goswami woke up. Became very much ecstatic. I've never seen such beautiful boy. Beautiful boy. Chanting Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram Hari Ram 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 Hari Hari. That is very early dawn. He opened the door of his cottage and saw that standing there, Murti, Vigraha, Gopal Murti standing there. You see? Such glow, effulgence coming out from his body, though there was darkness, but it was all enlightened. You understand? Such effulgence coming out from the body of Madan Gopal. Seeing this, stood like a statue. Sanatana Goswami. Couldn't think of. Some tears of love rolled down from his eyes. Immediately paid dandavat pranam. Then he started offering puja, worship for vigraha. He became ecstatic. Rupa Goswami came. He saw such beautiful vigraha. Yes, so paid dandavat pranam, Rupa Goswami. And the vigraha has come. He has to keep it. He has a only humble cottage made up of leaves, parnakutis. There he installed. Sanatana installed Madan Gopal and engaged in his service. And this very good news was sent to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu became very much pleased. Every day Sanatana Goswami goes out, collects some madhukari, collects some, what's the atta?
Flour.
And makes some chapatis, roti, offers to Gopal. You understand? And I'll collect some, from the jungle, collect some saag, leafy vegetable, roti and saag. That's the offers. Sometimes, he has no money. Sometimes without oil he cooks, without salt he cooks, and offers it. Shushka roti, dry pieces of bread, without salt, saag without oil and salt. But in the heart, he gets pain. I cannot prepare nice palatable dishes for Gopal. Feels pain. But what to do? You have no money. Mahaprabhu has ordered him to write Bhakti Shastra. Grab it. The lost tirtha, four things. That was your thinking. Do all these things. Whole day he was engaged in those activities. How will go out and make some money and get some oil and salt? But still feeling very distressed in his heart. His Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan, kyo, shushka roti bhunje dukhi sanatan. He is eating dry pieces of bread without salt, without oil, thinking this. Sanatana was getting so much distress, pain in his heart. Antarjami Bhagavan, he knows the heart. Sanatana was very much distressed that Madan Gopal is eating dry piece of bread, some saag without salt and oil. Sanatana manajani Madan Gopal, nija seva vruddhi cha huilo tutkar. He understands the heart of the devotee. So then he thought of Sanatana, wants to offer some opulent worship.
Yes.
But couldn't. Madan Gopal thought of, I'll now manifest it. As if he'll be able to offer opulent worship. So at that time, one merchant, very wealthy man, his name is Krishnadas Kapoor. Name is Krishnadas Kapoor. He came to Mathura for business purposes, with his, vessel in river Jamuna. But his vessel was stuck to the, sand of Jamuna. He tried his best to make it slip up, but not slipping up. He engaged many people, but he was not slipped up. This is Gopal's desire. Then he heard from the people that there is a great sadhu in Vrindavan, his name is Sanatana Goswami. People said, go to that sadhu. If he showers his mercy, then your vessel will be slipped up. He came to Sanatana Goswami. Saw Sanatana Goswami sitting in his cottage and writing something. Only Kaupin was there. His dress is Kaupin. His body is very thin. Krishnadas Kapoor paid dandavat pranam. Sanatana Goswami gave him his piece of, a leaf. Please sit down on it. Leaf seat. But Krishnadas just touched the leaf, seat, but sat on the ground. Baba, Krishnadas Kapoor said, Baba, please shower mercy on me. I am a beggar, bhikhari. What mercy can I shower on you? Bhikhari, beggar, Do you understand? Krishnadas Kapoor said, I beg your mercy, my vessel stuck up there, the sand of Jamuna. I tried my best and get many people, not slipping up. Sanatana Goswami said, I don't know anything all this. Go, tell him, pointing at Madan Gopal. Go tell him. Ah, please, our mercy on me. Let my vessel slip up from the sand of Jamuna. This time, whatever profit I will make, I'll give everything to you. You understand? Just after that prayer, went back. So that evening came a violent storm. Violent storm came. So, and his vessel was pushed out to the Jamuna. And then Krishna Das Kapoor understood, oh, such is mercy of Madan Gopal. All right. Beg the mercy of Gopal Baba. Gopal is very merciful. Yeah. He'll fulfill all your desires. Yes. All your desires will fulfill Gopal. Work for Gopal now. Jagdish, Gopal is very merciful. Yes, understood Gopal. Yes. Leaving Gopal's service, you have come here. Krishna Das Kapoor understood everything. That time, he earned a lot of money. During his lifetime, he never earned so much money. Lot of profit he got. Do you understand? Then he came back. He had promised, I'll give everything to Gopal. Then he gave everything to Gopal. Then a grand temple was built. This temple, Gopal. You can see Madan Mohan temple there in Vrindavana. Grand temple was built. And very nice arrangement of opulent worship was made. Yes. Everything was arranged. Now, there is opulent worship, nice prasad of heart. Seeing this, Sanatana Goswami became very much pleased. Krishna Das Kapoor then surrendered unto Sanatana Goswami, became his disciple. Became his initiated disciple, Dikya, and stayed there, and engaged in doing bhajan now, gave up his vyavasaya, his business now. Understand? So it's a nice, wonderful story, transcendental, purifying story. Speak more?
Yes.
All right. You are not tired?
No.
Acha. In one night, Vrindadevi came to Rupa Goswami. You understand? How they are coming to them? So celebrated devotees. And saying to Rupa Goswami, I am there near Brahmakunda. If you go there, you can have my darshan. So Rupa Goswami, early in the morning, got up, took his bath in river Jamuna, then finished his bhajan, pujan, he's thinking of his dream. You understand? What dream he saw last night. Then he came to Brahmakunda. You understand? Looked all direction. All on a sudden saw beautiful lady standing there. You understand? Like a golden statue. This bodily hue is like molten gold. Transcendental. Lady standing. Immediately, Rupa Goswami understood, she is Vrindadevi, definitely. She is Vrindadevi. Then came near and prayed Dandavati Pranam, offered prayer. E Govinda Seva Swahaini, Govinda Vansha Purtikarni. Dear servitor, maid servant of Govinda, who fulfills the desire of Govinda, Vrinda Devi, I pay my obeisances to again and again. Huh? This Vrinda Devi appeared before Rupa Goswami. One day, Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath Das came to see Sanatana Goswami, who was staying at that time near Radhakund. When these two Goswamis are coming, Sanatana Goswami offered them seat to sit down, then three of them, Krishna Goshti, talked among themselves. Rupa Goswami at that time had written an offering, a prayer to Radha, who is known as Chatu Puspanjali. So prayers to Radhani. Sanatana Goswami read it. Very nice. There is one verse. Nava Gorochana Gauri Pravarendi Varambaram Manishtavaka Vidyoti Veni Vyalangana Phanam. That verse is there. Vyalangana Phanam. Is Beni, you saw? What is that?
Plat.
Huh? Hanging on the back. Looking like a black serpent. Vyalangana. Do you understand? Vyalangana Phanam. That is the sloka says, looking like a black serpent. Do you understand? Sanatana Goswami read it, such a upama means comparison, what do you say? Yeah. Here, compare the braid of Radhani with a black serpent. Then he thought about this. Is it correct to compare the braid of Radhani with a black serpent? He's thinking in his mind. Do you understand? So at the noon time, Sanatana came to take bath in Radhakunda and offered prayer to Radhakunda. At that time, he saw the little distance underneath a tree, cowherd girls, or what do you say in English? Cowherd boys, cowherd girls? I don't know English, you saw. They were playing there. Sanatana Goswami said, and looked at them, and he saw that long braid was hanging at backside. Seeing them, Sanatana said, some black serpents are hanging. So skin, Do you understand? Then he ran there and called, my dear girls, be aware of that. At your backside, black serpents are there. But those girls were playing at that time. They didn't hear what Sanatana was saying. Then Sanatana went there personally to tell them. When they saw Sanatana is coming, Radharani was there, they all smiled and disappeared. Sanatana became amazed and stood like a statue. What happened, Baba? Then he understood, what Rupa Goswami has written, that's correct. You understand me? Vipala, that's correct. Then Rupa Goswami has written the drama Lalita Madhava. He has given the description of Dwarka Leela of Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami read that drama. Reading that drama, he felt pangs of acute pang of separation. And thought up, I'll give up my life. I cannot tolerate this acute pang of separation from Krishna. So Raghunath Das Goswami, what is his thought? Rupa Goswami could understand it. That time, Rupa Goswami wrote another chapter named Danakali Kaumudi and gave it to Raghunath Goswami to read it. You understand? When Raghunath Goswami read it, he became very happy. As if he is immersed in the ocean of bliss. Danakali Pathe Raghunath Vijnavaro Sukher Samudre Mugnuhila Nirantara Bhakti Ratnakara. Reading Danakali, Raghunath immersed in the ocean of blissfulness. You understand? One day Sanatana Goswami was sitting near Pavan Sarovar. He had given up eating and drinking. You understand? And engaged in bhajan. Krishna understood this thing, that his dear devotee has given up eating and drinking. Krishna couldn't tolerate it. Krishna is the only maintainer. Devotee knows, Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Complete dependent on Krishna. Krishna came in the form of a cowherd boy. You understand? With a pot of milk and said, कृष्ण गोपो बालो कीरो छोले दुग्धो लोया नारायला गोस्वामी सो मुखे हर्ष होइया. This is written in Bhakti Ratnakara. Krishna in the form of a cowherd boy came there with a pot of milk and stood there before Sanatana Goswami. Krishna said, Baba, Baba, I have brought this milk for you. Sanatana said, why have you brought milk for me? I know you are not eating anything. You are hungry and thirsty, I know it. How do you know? How do you know I am hungry and thirsty? Oh, every day I come here with my cows. Yes, to this pasture ground. Every day I see, you are just sitting and not eating and drinking. I see every day, mark every day. Therefore I came with this milk. Why do you come? Some other person doesn't come? Krishna saying, so many activities there in the house, all are engaged. I have to come. I have to come. Nobody can come. Alas. Such a tender-aged boy. You took such pain for me. No, Baba, Baba. I am not taking any pain. It's not so painful for me. Immediately, Sanatana Goswami took that pot of milk from his hand. Said, all right, Lala, please wait for 1 minute. Let me pour out the milk and you take back your pot. He entered into his cottage just up to half a minute, came back. But when said, please sit down, let me pour out the milk. Krishna said, no, Baba, I cannot sit down. It is getting dark, evening is coming. I have to, milk the cows. Tomorrow I'll come and take back my pot. You understand? Saying this, it disappeared. Sanatana Goswami became amazed. He could understand, it's Krishna. It is Krishna who has come. He understood. Then he said the tears of love. You understand? Then he went out to collect some aam madhukari. After that, some Brajavasis erected a cottage for him. You, Swamiji, stay here. One day, Rupa Goswami thought of that I will prepare very nice sweet rice kheer, invite my elder brother Sanatana Goswami and feed him. He thought of like that. You understand? But how can he do it? No money. Milk is required, nice fine rice is required, sugar is required, so many things are required to prepare kheer. He had nothing with him in his cottage. Radharani could understand this thing. His dear devotee wants Rupa Manjari, his dear Sakhi wants. So, Radharani appeared there, the cowherd girl, before Rupa Goswami's cottage, carrying nice fine rice, milk, sugar, everything required for preparing kheer. Said, Swamiji, Swamiji, take this seedha, I have brought for you. Rupa Goswami, how is the voice of a girl? Rupa Goswami came out from his cottage, opened his door. Beautiful girl. Standing there. Rupa Goswami said, Lali, why did you come at this time? Radhani said, Swami, I came to serve you. Yes. Take this seedha. Lali, you got so much pain for me. No, Baba, I have got no pain at all. I have come to serve a sadhu like you and get some blessings from you. Yes, this is my duty to serve sadhu and get blessings from sadhu. What pain? No pain at all. Rupa Goswami said, all right, please sit down there. Let me keep it in my cottage and you'll take back your pot. Basket. But that girl said, no, Swamiji, I can't sit. I have so much work in my home. Saying this, she disappeared. Seeing this, Rupa Goswami became amazed. Then he prepared kheer, nice kheer, Radharani has brought, very sweet palatable. Offered it to deity, Gobindji. Then invited Sanatana Goswami, gave him to eat, fed him. Sanatana Goswami went, tested it, became completely amazed. Oh, such nice, He asked, where from got milk? Rupa, where from got milk? Rupa Goswami says, a cowherd girl came and she gave all these things. All of a sudden this morning, this cowherd girl came with this fine rice, milk, sugar, everything she gave. I had thought of to feed you with nice kheer. So she came all on a sudden and gave. Hearing this, Sanatana Goswami said, tears of love, such very tasty. He could understand this Radharani has come. Then Sanatana, his elder brother, Rupa Goswami, younger brother, then scolded, "Hey, why do you develop such desire? You give such pain to Radharani. Never do again." Sunya Goswami Nisadhe Barobar. Never do again this thing. You understand? Sanatana Goswami every day goes walking to Giri Govardhan, which is 14 miles distance from his cottage. And he circumambulates Govardhan daily. Now Sanatana Goswami has grown old, getting. It's very painful every day to go 14 miles and circumambulate. But he doesn't want to break this. Though it is very painful for him, because of his old age, still he was doing like that. Bhagavan can understand how his bhakta is getting pain. So he appeared in the form of a cowherd boy. Krishna appeared and said, "Baba, you have already grown old. Why are you daily going such long distance and circumambulating Giriraj? Why are you doing? You are already grown old, getting so much pain." Sanatana Goswami said, "This is my daily bhajan. How can I give it? Though I am old, but I cannot give up my bhajan. This is my life." And Krishna said, "Old man, there is no rule for him. He is old man." But Sanatana said, "But I cannot give up this, my bhajan. I have taken up as a bow." Krishna said, "Baba, will you listen to me, what I say? And will you accept it?" Sanatana said, "All right, if it will be acceptable on my part, I may accept. If it will be acceptable." Then Krishna gave him a piece of stone where his own footprint was there. You understand? Krishna's footprint. "Baba, this is Govardhan Sveda. What shall I do with this Sveda?" Sanatana Goswami said, "Just circumambulate this Sveda. Then you get the result of circumambulating Giri Govardhan. Why go such a long distance and circumambulate? At this old age, you'll get the same result." Shiva samarpya Krishna alena antardhya. Giving him the Govardhan Sveda, Krishna disappeared. Sanatana Goswami understood his Giriraj, same Giriraj Govardhan appeared, and gave me this Sveda. This Krishna's footprint is there, but Krishna goes to Govardhan and wanders there. That Krishna's footprint is there in Giri Govardhan. From that day, instead of going to Giri Govardhan, you are circumambulating that Sveda. Then say, so nice. Story is there. How transcendental, purifying. Sanatana Goswami was staying in Mahavana. One day, on the bank of Jamuna, he saw Madan Gopal was playing there. He became amazed. "Oh, Madan Gopal is playing. Again thought of, maybe some cowherd boy." That day passed. Some other day, again saw. That very boy was playing with other cowherd boys on the bank of Jamuna. just to gaze him, recognize him. Sanatana Goswami stood there. Today I've seen where these boys are going. I'll mark it. Then it became evening. The flower boys stopped their play. All the flower boys went back to their respective houses. Madan Gopal entered into the temple. Then Sanatana Goswami could understand, every day Madan Gopal is going to play with the cowherd boys on the bank of Jamuna. So this is bhakta, premi bhakta and bhagava, you see, who has bound up Krishna Madan Gopal, the rope of love in his heart, such lila is there always. Nitya lila karila prakash. What is that, son? What is that, son? Bhagavat charita, bhakta charita. Understand my language? Bhagavat charita, bhakta charita. Understand?
To hear the glorification of a bhakta or to hear the glorification of Krishna is non-different?
Non-different, but bhakta charita is much sweeter.
Sweeter.
Yes. Than bhagavat charita. Yeah, that is there. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's premi bhakta, huh? Madan Gopal coming to him. Radharani coming. Vrindadevi coming. That's a little manifesting. How it is. Understood?
They're very pure hearted.
Krishna sanya haitavaya bada bhakta pada. It is said. Nobody will equal to Krishna. He is supreme. Matta paratara nanyat kinchidasti dharanjaya. He said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. Oh dharanjaya, oh Arjuna, nobody will be equal to me. Nobody will be superior to me. He is supreme. But bhakta sanya haitavaya bada bhakta pada. Krishna sanya haitavaya bada bhakta pada. Nobody be equal to Krishna. If the Kaun is their devotee, Krishna will make you greater than him. Yes. Who can drag Bhagavan? Bhagavan is dragged. Bhagavan is coming there with the pot of milk. Isn't it? Radharani coming with rice, sugar, milk. Oh, your desire to prepare kheer. Take this. How it is? Bring attraction. They are bound. Radha and Krishna is the rope of love. They are attracted, coming. Seeking some opportunity to serve my dear devotee. You see? And Gopal is very merciful. Fulfill all your desires if you serve Gopal. That Krishna Das Kapoor built such grand temple for Gopal. You build? So merciful is Gopal, isn't it? Is it?
Yes.
Thank you very much. You get such mercy of Gopal.